The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 referred to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money.
Honey.
The skies
old
are sunny.
Depression, you are through. You've done us wrong.
An old man recession, you are through. You have done us wrong. In fact, you are forgotten. Does anybody even remember what a recession is? But anyway, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of personal finances. We talk about investment strategies, the tax reform. We talk about the stock market, inflation, Social Security, you name it. We talk about it. And we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff.
I just love your show. And yesterday it was fantastic.
Aunt Betty, man, there she was. I'm good to see her, although somebody take her cough syrup away, okay? I think she's had a little too much. Anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in the United States. And without our clients, I would be nowhere. So thank you to our clients and also to you for tuning in. So let's go over what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of personal finances. So first of all, as I think you may know, if you've been watching the news and heard anything, we had taxes cut, and something very interesting is happening. You see, the United States does not operate in a vacuum. Because we lower our taxes makes us very competitive versus everybody else. And do you think everybody else is just going to sit there and take that? Of course not. They're going to want to be competitive as well. And something very interesting is starting to happen globally. And I want to talk about that with you because I think it's going to help the global economy and help the global stock markets. And I think it's going to benefit us also. So we'll talk about that in our first segment. Now also, and this was brought up by a client, and you know, clients are wonderful. They give me all the material I need to talk about on this show. I just need to meet with clients and they give it to me. You know, I just have little yellow sticky notes. I just write it down. So client came in a few days ago and said, Ken, you know, and this was actually a pretty astute question, actually, I have to say. The yield curve is flattening, Ken. And as you may know, the yield curve has predicted every recession we've had since 1900, and this is according to Bloomberg. And so therefore, the yield curve is flattening right now, and you're talking about how great everything is, but yet the yield curve is flattening. That means a recession's coming.
Houston, we have a problem.
So I was like, wow, Mike, that's a great question. So I thought it would be interesting to talk about the flattening yield curve And if you don't know what that even means, then I'm going to explain it to you. You're going to understand it, and you're going to be able to impress all your friends at the next cocktail party when you're talking to them about the 10-year and the yield to maturity and the flattening yield curve, and we'll make it fun for you, and you'll understand it all. Now, also this week, I want to talk with you about Social Security. And, you know, one of the questions that we get asked is, when should I start taking Social Security? And we have clients that are fortunate enough that, you know, not all of them, but we have some that are fortunate enough that they don't need to get their Social Security, so they want to wait as long as possible. And the question that I was asked again by a client last week is, should I wait past the age of 70? You know, because my Social Security keeps increasing the longer I wait. And so, you know, what if I waited till I'm 80 to get it? You know, then I'd really get a lot. And so I thought that was a good question, and we'll talk about that. Now, also, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, we work with people that are over the age of 50 who are retired or retiring soon. That's who we specialize. Our clients are people that, you know, for the most part, they want to have an income from, they have Social Security coming in, they have income from their investments to help supplement, and they want to just enjoy life. And we call it your second childhood without parental supervision, okay? They want to go play and have fun and relax and enjoy. And so our philosophy of how we manage money is that we want your money to last as long as you do, okay? We're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor, all right? And there's a huge, huge difference there. So therefore, we believe that you should have a strategy in place to protect you when bear markets come. And for those of you who remember Y2K in 2008, that's what bear markets are. That's when you lose tons of money and it sets you back years. And we believe you should have a strategy for that. And we do in our firm, and it's called buy, hold, and sell. And our buy, hold, and sell philosophy enabled us to sell in November of 2007, tell our clients and all of you listening to this show to sell in November of 2007 and to stay out for all of 2008. And then we have a buy strategy as well, and that is in June of 2009, we said to buy. So for a year and a half, we basically were saying stay out of the stock market. Now, some people call that market timing. And it isn't. It's trend watching. So what I want to do is to, help you to understand the difference between those two, because I think it's important that you do, because once you understand the difference, I think you will probably want to adopt our philosophy to protect yourself from the next market crash. And if I can do that, I can go to my grave happy, because I think I will have helped you. Anyway, most shows, Jack, would stop right there. Most shows would say, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
To infinity and beyond.
But on this show, do we stop right there, Buzz? No, we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we're going to have our estate tip of the week. And this week, it's going to be on how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And it's going to be on a tax-free inheritance. Wouldn't that be nice if you could leave a tax-free inheritance to those greedy, unwashed? Well, we'll tell you how to do that. Have it grow tax-free for them and distribute tax-free to them for the rest of their lives.
Oh, dear. That's too wonderful to be true.
Well, Dorothy, stay tuned, because you'll see that it is not too wonderful to be true. Now, I want to quickly just say something here. For those of you who are like weekend warriors, you know, like I am, I play a lot of tennis and I have for 52 years. I've played tennis for 52 years. I can't even believe it. But anyway, I've had niggling little injuries, you know, that have kind of sidelined me. I had an elbow and I had a hammy, and then I had a Achilles, and it was like bothering me and I couldn't. So now I'm healthy, all right? I've gotten rid of everything. So therefore, I'm hell-bent on getting re-injured. So this week, it's like I can't be uninjured, okay? That's not going to fly. So I've already played twice this week, and this weekend I'm playing two more times. So I'm actually going to play four times this weekend, which I think the last time I did that was when I was 25, okay? So I'm really pushing it. But so far, on the first two, I'm holding up. So we'll see. I'll report to you next week if I'm going to be hobbling around again. But anyway, let's talk about, as you guys know, I said that, you know, at the beginning of this year and at the beginning of every year, I have what I call my fearless forecast. And in my fearless forecast, I give you my view of where I think we're going, where and why. And one of the big reasons why I said that the Fearless forecast for this year was to get the Dow to 26,500 is because of the tax cuts. And right now, companies have not yet reported. On Bloomberg yesterday morning, I saw that I think it's 12 of the 500 companies have actually figured out how much this tax thing is going to benefit them and therefore what they're going to do with the money and all of that. So a lot of companies haven't reported yet what's going to happen. So we don't know. But as they start doing that, they're going to start forecasting, projecting forward earnings. And I think you're going to see that pick up. And if that happens, then probably you're going to see the stock market, the S&P, the Dow go up as well. Now, tax cuts. What's happening? Again, I was watching an interview on TV, and the Minister of Finance in Australia was talking about how they need to cut their taxes to compete with America. So what that means is that other countries aren't going to sit still and just let us take all their business away. Okay, so they're going to start lowering, they're going to start talking anyway about lowering their taxes, and probably will. And if they do, then the same thing that has happened here, I think, is going to happen there, which is that their stock markets will pick up. And if they do, the global stock markets will pick up. And guess what? We will see Dow 26,500 and maybe more than that. So if you are sitting on the sidelines right now, or if you're trepidatious and you don't know how to properly invest your money, if you are invested and you want to make sure that you're diversified, if you want to know all of those kind of things, then here's what I want you to do. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. And you've got two options when you get there. One is you can go to one of our seminars, and we have seminars near you. And at the seminars, we talk about how to calculate the amount of money you need to retire on. We call it your magic number, so we're going to help you to do that. Also, we're going to talk about how to get income while you are retired. Where do you get your income from? Okay, we want you to know how to do it in the most tax-efficient way, and where should you go to get it. We're going to talk about what to do with your 401ks, your profit-sharing plans, your pension plans. Those are very, very important decisions that you need to make. You need to make them correctly, because you can't go back and change your mind later. So come to the seminar, and at the seminar, we're going to help you to understand all of that. We have five different strategies to reduce your income taxes while you are retired. We have tons of great info. So if you're over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, moneymatters.net is the website. Now, also, if you'd like and you don't want to go to a seminar, you just want to visit directly with one of our advisors, then just click on the link that says meet with an advisor. And what will happen there is that we'll call you to schedule a time to visit. And if we can help you, fantastic. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. So either way, there is no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And Bogey is right. It is absolutely that. So we look forward to meeting you and hopefully helping you to achieve your financial goals. So moneymatters.net is the website. Moneymatters.net. All right, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to make you the star of the next cocktail party, because you're going to be able to impress your friends by telling them all about the flattening yield curve. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. With Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And this is the, on this show, rather, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And you know what? I've heard that those other financial shows, they stir their bonds, Jack. They really do. Sean Connery would not be happy if he heard about this. But anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morafe. I am your host. I have been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I have been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. We specialize in working with people that are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States. And so if you want to learn more about us, if you're over 50, go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Okay, so moneymatters.net. Now, Let's talk about, this was actually a conversation I was having with a client, and he came in, and basically he didn't want to talk about his investments and all that. He wanted to talk about the flattening yield curve. So this isn't normally a conversation that I have with clients, but I thought it, but he was right. This is a big consternation right now, okay? And here, let me tell you, let me set the stage. So the yield curve, and I'll describe in a moment, but just to kind of give you the empirical picture, the yield curve, when it flattens and goes negative, it has predicted every recession and therefore bear market that we have had since 1919, okay? So it's a very accurate predictor of bad things to come. And so right now, the yield curve is flattening and may actually, it looks like it's possibly going to go negative. And since it's predicted all these other bad things, everybody's hand-wringing right now. Okay, so that's kind of to set the stage. Now, let me describe to you what the yield curve is. Okay, so what happens is that the Federal Reserve, when they say they're going to raise interest rates or lower them, what they're doing is they are on short-term interest rates. So they manipulate the interest rates on bank CDs and savings accounts and your checking account and all that kind of stuff. Okay, so the Federal Reserve does not control what happens to mortgage interest rates, car loan interest rates, credit cards, all the rest of that. They just manipulate the short end of the yield curve. So picture a chart, and on the left you've got the short term interest rates. Right now, they're what, 2% or thereabout, 3%. Okay, so you got a dot there. Now, if the Fed says that they are going to start raising interest rates, then if you are going to lend somebody money for 10 years, let's say, they're going to be paying you over 10 years, you are concerned that if interest rates go up over the next 10 years and you're charging the interest rate from when you started, that you won't be charging them enough. Now you're losing money because out in the world, you could be getting a higher interest rate. So you have to forecast what are interest rates going to be over the life of this loan. And therefore, you tend to charge more for this loan to cover for that future if you think the Fed's going to keep raising interest rates. So the Federal Reserve actually controls long-term rates indirectly, directionally. Okay, so by them saying we're going to start raising interest rates, the whole market goes, oh, okay, rates are going to be higher in the future, so I need to start charging more for car loans and mortgages. And that's the long-term rates. So if you have two dots on a chart, you're looking at, you know, a graph. On the bottom left, you have the Federal Reserve interest rate. And then on the top right, you have mortgage rates and you have credit card rates and car loans and long-term rates. The long-term is the expectation of what the Fed's going to do. So if the long-term rate is higher than the short-term rate, what it means is normally that the economy is growing, therefore the Fed's going to be raising interest rates, and therefore that's a good sign. Now, the opposite is also true. If short-term rates are higher than long-term rates, what the market is saying is that in the future, the Federal Reserve sees trouble, they're going to be lowering interest rates, and therefore long-term rates will become lower than short-term rates. And if that happens, usually there's a recession, and therefore a bear market. So what's happening right now? Right now, what's happening is the Fed is raising interest rates. But you know what's happening on the long-term side? It's going down or nothing. And everybody's like, this has never happened before. What the heck is going on here? You know, doesn't the market know the Fed is even saying we're going to raise interest rate three times in 2018? And what did the long-term interest rate do? Nothing. In fact, it went down a little bit. So the yield curve is flattening. The two dots are getting to be kind of even with each other, and they're barely even. And so there's concern that the Fed raises interest rates and long-term rates don't move. And guess what you now have? Negative, you have an inverted yield curve. And if you do that, that's predicted bear markets and recessions, and everybody's freaking out about that. Now, here's my take on it. I think what's happening is that the market is looking at the Fed and saying, yes, you're raising interest rates, but you're going from zero, you're not going to go to 6%. It's too much of a change. It would be too horrible for the world economy. It would cause all kinds of chaos. So what the market is saying is you're going to raise interest rates so slowly over such a long period of time that we're not worried about it and we're not raising long-term rates. So what's happening is that essentially the Fed is catching up with the market by raising rates, and it's essentially flattening it out. So I don't think that it is going to be a sign of a recession, but you'll be seeing on the news everywhere a lot of hand-wringing and, oh my gosh, the yield curve just just turned negative. And when that happens, you're going to be at the cocktail party impressing all your friends because now you get it. They're all going to be saying, man, you are really smart. Unless what I just said was totally confusing, in which case, don't do it. Anyway, so don't worry about it, okay? The flattening yield curve, I don't think, is something to be overly concerned about. But I will say this. It is important that you have a properly designed financial plan, okay? One of the things that is crucial to understand is people don't plan to fail. They just fail to plan, okay? If you don't have a financial plan to get you from now through the rest of your life financially, then you could end up in trouble. So what I want you to do is I want you to go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. We have tons of information on there. We have videos. We have podcasts. We have articles. We have excerpts from my appearances on CNBC, interviews from the Wall Street Journal and from USA Today and Kiplinger, all that kind of stuff. Lots and lots of information. If you're over 50, retired or retiring soon, our website, I think, is a place where you can get lots of great information on what you need to know about. Now, while you're there, if you'd like to visit with one of our advisors, you can click on Meet with an Advisor. And if you put your info in there, we'll call you to schedule a time to visit. And you know what? We want to help you to build your plan, and we'll do it at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, fantastic. We are so happy. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends. So take advantage of that. Go to moneymatters.net and click on Meet with an Advisor. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, is there a reason to wait past the age of 70 to collect Social Security? Maybe, maybe not. We'll tell you when we come back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Marafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Marafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Marafe. Thank you, Jack. We are the bonanza of the airwaves. We share with you the golden nuggets of financial information every week at this time. I'm so happy you are with us. I am your host, Ken Marafe. I am a certified financial planner. I've been so for the last 19 years. I've actually been in the financial services business for 29 years. And we specialize in working with people that are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And recently, Financial Times named our financial advisory firm one of the top 300 financial advisory firms in the United States. And we serve clients in 43 states, and we're proud and honored to do that. And one of the things that we talk about pretty much every time we sit down with a client is Social Security. And so, therefore, I want to talk about it with you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad you are with us. I hope you're having a great weekend. I hope everything is coming up roses for you. The question that I was asked last week by a client. And, you know, we have some clients that are fortunate enough that they don't need their Social Security, okay? They've saved up, or they have real estate income, whatever it may be. And so they don't need to get their Social Security yet, and they want to wait on it to get the most that they can get. And so the question that was asked was, should I wait after the age of 70? Because it keeps going up, and should I? And the short answer to that is no, okay? Yeah, we're done. Conversation's over. Now I got to tell people why. There's a why behind it, but I like to give the answer away. I should have kept everybody in suspense. Is that what you're saying? No, the short answer is no, you should not. There really is no reason that I can think of to wait past the age of 70 to start collecting Social Security. So let me tell you why. So first of all, your normal retirement age for most people listening right now is around 66. Okay, so when you turn 66, that's when you reach your normal retirement age. Now, if you decide that you want to wait to start collecting Social Security, for each year that you wait, your Social Security, the amount that you will receive, goes up by approximately 8%. So if you wait until 70, you waited 4 years, then the benefit that you'll receive at age 70 will be about 32% higher than it would have been had you started at age 66, okay? So there is an incentive there to encourage you to wait till you're 70. However, once you turn 70, that increase stops. So if you wait till you're 80, you'll still get the same amount you would have gotten when you were 70, okay? So once you turn 70, those delayed benefit increases do not happen anymore. Therefore, there is no reason to wait on that account. Now, the other thing that is sometimes concerning is if you start taking Social Security before the age of 66, your normal retirement age, then what happens if you're working or even if you're not working, there's a reduction in the benefits you're going to receive. But if you are working, they have a clawback where they take back a certain amount of your Social Security depending on how much you make. Once you're over 66, all the clawback stuff, all that goes away. You can make as much as you want. So you don't have that at age 70 either. It went away when you were 66. So if you add the whole picture together, there really is no reason to wait beyond the age of 70 to start collecting Social Security.
I'm glad we had this talk.
Well, Tom, I am too. Anyway, so if you are over the age of 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then you are who we would love to work for. And the way that you can learn about us is you can go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. Now, we have two things that I'd like to offer you. One is you can come to one of our seminars. Now, I'm going to give you the biggest reason why you should go to our seminars, okay? And it has nothing to do with your finances, retirement, all that boring financial stuff. Forget about it, okay? Really, what you should go for is our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Do you hear that? That is a seminar attendee right there. We recorded her right after she took a bite of the oatmeal raisin cookies. Okay, that could be you, right? These cookies are 1 inch thick. They are 6 inches in diameter. We use those plump, juicy yellow raisins. We put cinnamon in the batter. They are, I dare you to eat more than one. You'll go to cookie heaven and you'll learn about your finances at the same time. I mean, what more could you ask for from a financial seminar than cookies? But on the off chance that maybe cookies are not enough, at the seminar, we're going to talk about how to fight the three worst enemies you have to your financial well-being. We're going to talk about how to fight inflation, which I think is going to come back in a big way. And the reason why is because we have so much debt, and debt has all in history has almost always created massive inflation. So we need to be ready for that as planners. Number two, how to reduce your income taxes. We're going to talk all about that. And then also, we're going to talk about how to fight bear markets. As you know, we told our clients and all of you listening to the show to stay out of the stock market for all of 2008. And those of you who followed our advice did not lose money in that terrible bear market. So we'll talk about all three of those and tons more. So if you are over 50, retired or retiring soon and love cookies, then go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, and you'll find there how you can register for a seminar near you. So moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about market timing versus trend watching versus protecting you from the next market crash. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
He's your guy when stocks go high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses.
Diamonds are a... Thanks a lot, Jack. Okay, all right. Now you're in trouble. Now you're in trouble. In case you guys don't know, this is actually the second week in a row you've gotten me. He's been trying for years to turn the music off while I was singing to catch me in the middle of the song, and he got me that time. Oh, man. Got me cold. All right, we are back. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now work with clients in 43 states. We specialize in people that are over the age of 50 who are retired or retiring soon. And Forbes recently named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States. And we are honored and privileged to have been so named. And the foundational philosophy of how we manage our clients' money. Now, the thing you have to remember is that as a financial advisor, we do a whole range of things for our clients. It's not just managing their money, although that's a very important part, obviously. But there are a lot of decisions, such as Social Security, such as when can you retire, estate planning, income taxes, all that kind of stuff is part of the process of financial planning. But one of the most important ones is to preserve what you have to be able to generate the income to support all the rest. And so when it and for our clients, we have two goals for them. One is we want them to have peace, financial peace of mind. We don't want them to worry about their finances. We want them to go on vacation and enjoy their second childhood without parental supervision. Okay, so we want them to have fun and enjoy. But then also what we want to do is to have their money last as long as they do. And the important thing you have to remember is that if you are taking a certain percentage of your money out of your investments, okay, so if the value of your investments goes down and you keep taking the same amount out, then you're taking a higher percentage. I mean, the math is just that. And if you're taking a high enough percentage out each year, you could run out of money. It's actually very dangerous to do that. And so therefore, we believe that protecting your principal, making sure that your nest egg stays as intact and growing as possible, is job number one. It's very important because it drives everything else. If you don't have any money, you're not going to worry about income taxes. You're not going to worry about leaving anything to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. You're not going to worry about how to get income. If you're out of money, now you're in emergency mode, right?
Money's not important when you're having a good time.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to have a good time if you don't have any money. But anyway, so we believe that one of the biggest enemies you have is bear markets. And for those of you who experienced Y2K and experienced 2008, you understand what I'm talking about. It can be devastating to your finances. It could set you back years. It could cause you to be unretired if you were there already. It could cause you to have to delay retirement. It could cause you to reduce your standard of living. Tons of negative things come from that. And so what we want to do is protect our clients from that. So we have a strategy that is called buy, hold, and sell. And our strategy told us to sell in October of 2000. Now, at that time, we didn't implement it fully with our clients because it was a new strategy to us. But as we saw that it predicted for us, it helped us to see the bear market of Y2K. We then, in 2007, when our strategy said to sell again, we unequivocally told people on this show, people get my Market Alert email, our clients, time to sell. And we said to stay out for all of 2008, and we said to buy in June of 2009. Okay, so for a year and a half during that period, we were telling people to stay out. Now, some people may call that market timing. Okay, so you're trying to time the market. Now, if you look up the definition of market timing, what it says is you're trying to hit the top. You know, you want to sell at the top, and you're trying to do that, and you're trying to buy at the bottom. Now, if you look at when we sold, okay, which was in November of 2007, and if you look at when our strategy said to sell in October of 2000, that was not the top. Our strategy is not designed to try to pick the top. Okay, it was the sell came after the top. And if you look conversely at the buy signal, our strategy's buy signal said to buy in April of 2003, okay, 2.5 years after the sell signal came. And then in November of 2007, it said to sell, but then our buy signal came in June of 2009, which was a year and a half later. And that was after the bottom. June was not the bottom, March was. Okay, so basically, we're not trying to time the tops and the bottoms. That's not what we're doing. We're looking at the trend of the market. Okay, if the trend goes badly, and we have metrics that help us to see what the trend is, and if the trend is not our friend, then we don't play. Okay, and our philosophy is we only play with our friends. We don't like to play with our enemies. Okay, so if the trend is our friend, then we're in. If the trend is not our friend, then we don't want to play anymore, and we counsel our clients to get out. So when the trend changed, for example, in March of 2009, the market turned and started the S&P, and it started going up. In June, the trend was strong enough that we said, okay, it's time to buy now. And in November of 2007, when we said to sell, the market had peaked a month before that, in October. And the trend was down, and we said, you know what, this trend is going in a bad direction. We don't like the look of this, and we said it was time to sell. So we're not timing anything. We're looking at the trend. And there's an old Japanese expression that says that if you want to know where the market's going, ask the market. It will tell you. All right? So all these forecasters and all these people that are, you know, supposed to know the future and this and that, ask the market. The market will tell you when it's going down. You just have to observe it. And if you see the trend and it isn't your friend, then in our opinion, you just don't play anymore. And that's how we do it. So we're not market timing. We're trend watching. And there's an important difference there. Now, if you'd like to learn more about us, if you are over 50 and you're concerned that this market is scary good, going up 300 points every other day and setting new all-time highs every 4 days, I mean, think about how crazy this is. Do you really think this is going to go on forever? I mean, if the rest of this year goes like the beginning of this year, what do we make, like 400% this year or something? I mean, it's ridiculous. Do you think this can go on forever? Seriously? If you are a person of a certain age, you've been around this block before. You've seen this before, okay? Now, I don't think a bear market's coming this year, but I think a bear market is coming. And when it does come, I think it's going to be severe. We have massive amounts of debt. The global debt right now sits at $230 trillion. In the United States, $60,000 of debt for every man, woman, and child in this country. It's untenable. It cannot continue. I think we're going to see a terrible bear when it finally comes. When? I don't know. But you need to prepare now. You don't start preparing in the middle of a storm. You prepare beforehand. That's how you survive the storm. People who are prepared are the ones that make it. The ones that aren't get washed away. This is not rocket science, okay? So I encourage you, come to our website. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. Find the seminar near you where we talk about all the stuff about financial planning and also buy, hold, and sell. Moneymatters.net is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to leave a tax-free inheritance to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere. Who wants the bother of a country estate? Who wants to wallow in champagne?
Wallowing in champagne.
Who wants a supersonic plane?
Supersonic planes.
Who wants a private landing field too?
And we are back. Thank you. Gosh, are you going to stop it? I'm trying to do a show here, and we got Frank Sinatra going off and not stopping.
Right.
He's the chairman of the board, I know. We got to let him sing. Anyway, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And, of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. And we're having more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. We've had a great show up until now. If you missed the first few segments of the show, you can always go back and listen to it again on our website. It is moneymatters.net. We podcast the show. You can subscribe to it on iTunes and other places and get it downloaded to your device automatically. So tons of ways to get our show if you'd like. We are back, and this is the time of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, which is called estate planning. Now, before we go a step further, let me just tell you that I am your host, Ken Morave. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years.
Shazam!
And Gomer, recently Barron's named de moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in the United States, actually for the sixth year in a row. So, and you know, estate planning is an important thing. So this week, what we're going to talk about is how to create a tax-free inheritance for those...
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
For the little squirts. We're going to keep the squirts happy. We want them to be happy. That's our goal in life, is to make the squirts happy. So, but before we do that, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
Of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. We do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, we're going to talk about how to leave an inheritance that will be tax-free to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. And I think that's a worthy thing to talk about. So, what is it? Well, the vehicle that you can use to make this happen is called a Roth IRA, okay? R-O-T-H, a Roth IRA. So, why? Well, because Roth IRAs, for those of you who are not familiar, are a kind of IRA where the money inside of the container, inside of the Roth IRA, grows without being taxed. And then when distribution time comes, when you have to take money, when you take money out, the distributions are also tax-free. So it grows tax-free, comes out tax-free. Beautiful. All right? So if you have IRAs and there are dollars in there that you are thinking, I want to leave that to my son, daughter, grandchild, and you feel that you're never going to get to that money and you want to leave it to them, then one idea that you might want to do is to convert the IRA that you have to a Roth IRA and then name your children or grandchildren or whoever you want to leave it to as the beneficiary, okay? So what that means is that upon your death, they will inherit the Roth IRA that you created, and then for them, all the money for the rest of their lives will grow tax-free, and then when they take it out, for the rest of their lives, it'll come out tax-free as well. Imagine if you had inherited from your parents or your grandparents an account when you were in your 40s that grew tax-free for you for the rest of your life, and everything you took out of it came out tax-free as well. How great!
Yes! 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 Yes!
I can think of few things that would be better than that. So now let me back up and first of all tell you that when you convert your IRA, traditional IRA, to a Roth IRA, you're going to have to pay a tax on that, okay? So because when you convert your traditional IRA to a Roth IRA, the amount that you convert is going to most likely be taxable income to you, okay? So you're going to pay a tax to do that. But the way I look at it is the tax that you pay for that conversion is a gift you're making to your greedy unwashed. Okay, so in other words, you're paying the tax for them in exchange for them having an account that now will be tax-free for the rest of their lives. And if you're so inclined, paying the tax for them is part of the gift. So I don't see a problem with that. So again, when we're talking with clients, if they have an IRA and they're saying, you know, there's $10,000 in there or $30,000 or whatever the number may be, dollars that I want to leave to my son and daughter, et cetera, then we can carve that out. You can take a portion out, convert that to a Roth, and then set it aside, never touch it. And upon your death, they'll have a tax-free inheritance. It's a beautiful thing. Now, if you'd like to talk to one of our financial advisors about creative ideas on your estate planning, how to reduce your income taxes, if you're getting ready to retire or you are retired and you want to sit down and make sure you have a properly designed financial plan, if all of those things are important to you, then here's what I want you to do. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and click on the link that says Meet with an Advisor and put your info in there. We'll call you to schedule time to visit, and if we can help you, fantastic, and if we cannot, we'll tell you that too. Either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know what? Bogey is right. It is absolutely the beginning of a beautiful friendship. We would love to meet you regardless of what happens. We like making friends. Now, if you want to go to one of our seminars, I want to invite you to do that as well. Again, they're designed for those of you who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And again, you can find that on our website, moneymatters.net. And we have seminars lined up near you. So if you can hear my voice, there's probably one within driving distance. At the seminars, we talk about how to fight inflation, how to get income during your retirement, what to do with your 401ks, profit sharing plans, Social Security decisions. We talk about just a ton of stuff. So if you want to learn all about that, moneymatters.net is to where you can go to sign up for a seminar. Wow. You know what? I cannot believe how fast this show has gone. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client. client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.